Bleed Red.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of Poorly Read at the Movies.
Yeah. Fucking hell. Do you know what? I was in the shower earlier and I thought of like a style of jingle I was going to do today and now I can't remember it at all. I was really excited about it. Fuck. Alas.
Roman gladiatorial.
That's it. It was going to be like Poorly Read at the Movies. Duh, duh, duh.
So did you notice that like the main musical motif is basically Pirates of the Caribbean in this film?
I didn't actually, no. I wonder if it's the same guy who does it, because all of his scores tend to sound the same, I find.
Yeah.
Is it who? It's not Hans Zimmer, that's the guy who does the Nolan films. Anyway, who cares?
Who bloody cares?
Yeah, let's talk about sand. It's everywhere. Get used to it. So that's an Aladdin joke from one of like the straight-to-video sequels to Aladdin, where something happens and then the genie goes, "And this production is brought to you by sand. It's everywhere. Get used to it." Oh, God.
Aladdin and the sand.
Yeah, Aladdin and the sand. He's like, "Fuck, there's so much sand.
Better get used to it."
So it's just him, like, waking up in the morning, going to brush his teeth. He's like, fuck, there's sand in my mouth. Then he gets ready to go to work. He arrives at his office, opens his briefcase, and just sand inside. Like, fuck.
Aladdin, if you insist on commuting from Agrabah, empty your briefcase before you come in.
Oh, he goes home, kisses Jasmine, and she's just sand. And he's like, fuck. So he pokes a little hole in it. He's like, it's okay, we'll make it work, babe. Look, it clumps together.
Anyway, we've started talking about a different film.
Yeah. What are we talking about today? What are we talking about today, Thomas?
Gladiator. Gladiator.
I was going to do that, cunt.
I still... I got halfway through that and then decided to do it in the style of the commentator announcing before it goes, ready!
Oh, good. Yeah, fucking Gladiator, the Oscar-winning epic from Ridley Scott.
Yes. Oscar-winning, is it?
Yeah, because I remember Russell Crowe winning, and then I done like a little database search before I watched it to see what else it won. And it won like Best Picture, Best Score, I think, Best Visual Effects. It didn't win Best Director. Russell Crowe won Best Actor. Joaquin Phoenix was nominated for Best Supporting Actor, which I think he should have won because he was fucking amazing.
I think he really should have won that. Yeah. I mean, but Russell Crowe was like...
He was fine. Okay.
He was like perfectly good enough.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say he was like... It was like a really like proper breathtaking standout performance. But I think Joaquin Phoenix was.
Yeah. Like, amazing. Like, he, like, elevated the material, I thought.
Yeah, totally.
To the point where the events that unfold didn't seem ridiculous to me because he sold his character so well.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I totally get it.
Yeah, you fully understand who his character is, like, right from the start.
Yeah, and why he does everything, really. I was like, oh, God. Mm. God, I love your acting, Joaquin.
Come and act for me.
Yeah, let me lick your tears. So yeah, we fucking open on a soggy patch of fucking Germany with a mud.
On
everywhere.
A soggy patch of Germany.
Because yeah, the Roman Empire is trying to conquer its last kind of place that it hasn't yet, right?
Yeah, so in conquered Germania, one barbarian stronghold remains.
Yeah. Barbarians, are you ready?
Romans, are you ready?
3, 2, 1.
Romans, you will go on my first whistle. Does anyone remember that show, or are we just
fucking... Yeah, of course. Fucking hell, that was prime Saturday night television, that
yeah,
was.
Yeah, it was.
Fucking hell. Oh, and now we see Russell Crowe on the travelator. Oh, he's fallen down!
Oh, Russell.
Oh, God. But yeah, Russell Crowe is fucking heading the Romans.
Yes, the Roman armies against the barbarian tribes that they're conquering for their own good.
Yeah. Do you know, the first thing I thought was, man, like, fucking... In this, like, period of time, well, up until the fucking Second World War, really, just nowhere was safe. Like, everywhere was just,
no,
like...
No, well, war was glorious. You conquer for your country.
Yeah, it's just fucking nuts, though.
Yeah.
It's so nuts. Why can't people just leave shit alone?
I know. I'm...
Like, ugh.
I'm about to say I'm glad the world isn't like that anymore. I'm glad the world at least tries to present a facade that isn't like that anymore.
Yeah.
So the Romans are expanding their empire ever further because that's what you do when you're an empire 2,000
yeah,
years ago.
Expanding their empire all over your tits.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And their scout or negotiator or whatever comes back on his horse. But he hasn't got his fucking head.
Yeah. That was fucking crazy, Thomas. Blood everywhere.
Those barbarians, mate.
I was like, holy fuck, that's intense.
Yeah. Those negotiations did not go well.
So, yeah, fucking, like, the barbarians come and they're like, ah, you may take our land, but you may never take our freedom. And then they're like, oh, fucking, okay, let's fight. So they fight, like, pam, 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 stab, 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 stab. There's a dog involved, which is Russell Crowe's dog. And the whole time I was like, please don't kill the dog. Please, please. And luckily
yeah,
they did.
When I saw that, Russell Crowe gives the dog, like, a sort of meaningful look. And I thought, is that dog, like, a thing throughout the film? Does it's like, but no, we don't see it again.
I kind of wish it, actually, no, I don't. I wish it was, because it would have been more, like, poignant if it was. And I also don't want it to get hurt at any point. And it doesn't, thank God.
Yeah, but also, it would have been a bit of a stretch that this dog somehow stays with him through everything he goes through.
That's very true also. Anyway.
Anyway.
Killy, killy, killy in my filly, filly, filly.
Yes, the barbarians emerge from the woods, swinging their various weapons.
Yeah, stab me in the nuts and pull out my guts. It's barbarians.
Anyway. Nice. Nice to see that theme still getting some use.
So fucking, like, spoiler alert, Russell Crowe's side wins. So yeah, he wins, like, ah, oh, look how victorious we are. And then the Emperor's like, ah, oh, well done, Maximus. What do you want in repayment? He's like, I just want to fucking go home.
He's like, let me go, you bastard. Yeah.
We'll see. If you're a good boy, you eat all your vegetables. We'll see what we can do. Okay, anyway, here's a... shiny tuppence for your troubles. Go, spend it well.
Don't feed the birds. Put it in the bank.
Yes. Whatever you do, don't fuck the nanny. Anyway, so Joaquin Phoenix is en route to meet his dad, who's the emperor. Him and his sister are in like a sexy tent talking about stuff.
A sex tent.
Oh, I thought we all came here to play instruments, but... and then, yeah, he's like, oh, I'm glad our dad is dying. You know what that means? She's like, what does it mean, Joaquin? And he's like, well, you know, things and stuff.
Means I get to be emperor soon.
Ah, yes, of course. I love emperors, especially when they're penguins.
Are you going to paint your stomach white and waddle around like they do?
Yes, and you have secret legs that are fucking long. Which they do. And then fucking Joaquin, so they arrive and Joaquin appears. He's like, oh fuck, I've missed the battle, how sad.
Oh dear.
Yes, anyway, what's for dinner? And the emperor's like, well, we got a head from a fallen soldier. He's like, lovely, is it going to be cheese? But yeah, like, he gives Russell Crowe like a weird hug. He's like, oh, well done, brother, who's not my brother.
Yes.
You fought well. You fought valiantly. You fought like a true gladiator. Look in your leotard and your giant cotton bud. Very proud of you.
You didn't lose your balance up on that beam.
Yeah. Ah, you did so well on the scalelectrics on the ceiling. Anyway.
You knocked the barbarians down into the foam pit and they are defeated.
And then we see all the fucking, like, the infirmary with all the fallen soldiers and all their bits hanging off. And it's like, fucking hell, man.
Fucking hell, man.
War, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Like sand.
But it's everywhere. Better get used to it.
And Crow's really looking forward to going home. He's like, man, I can't wait to fucking go home and see my wife, my kids, and my farm. And then he bumps into, like, two guys who are part of the Senate, who like Parliament, really.
Yeah.
And Rakim's like, what do you think about this Parliament thing? I think we should get rid of him. And then the Emperor just says, well, goes. And Rakim's like, I don't care. I just want to fucking see me sheep. And he's like, ah, Crow, you're such a little Tommy gun you are. Would you like another sixpence? why is everyone giving me coins?
What even is this currency?
Yeah. Fuck, it's just sand. He's like, he runs away. And the emperor, like, sees his daughter, the princess. He's like, I wish you could be emperor because your brother's a fucking twat.
Yeah, basically.
But you have a vagin, alas.
Therefore, you could have no power.
Then fucking Crow has a meeting with Caesar.
Yeah, so then he sees Russell Crowe and he's all like, you must hold my powers once I die, because if Commodus rules, everything will go to shit.
Yeah, shit in the handbasket.
Now, shit in it.
Yeah, look, I've prepared it for you. I put some toilet over the rim so it's clean. Fine, I'll use the toilet duck. Quick look at your strain and I'll feed you fiber. It's just sand. It's good, it pushes it out. Ah, I love this Crow shit.
Do you accept, Russell Crowe? With all my heart, no.
But yeah, and then he's like, oh, I need to think about it, mate. I need to fucking think about it.
You need to fucking think about it, you old cunt.
Yeah, I miss me fucking sheep.
Give me some time.
Yeah, and then he leaves the tailor and the princess is like, oh, what were you talking about? And he was like, oh, it's none of your business, man. I don't know why I said that was.
And the princess is Mexican for some reason. Yeah, what are you talking about, Holmes?
It's like, it's none of your fucking business. Now show us your tits. And she's like, oh, you've seen too much of my tits already. Because it's clear they had some sexy past.
Yes.
Where he used to draw arrows on her boobies, pointing down to her vag so he knew where to go when the lights were out.
They were glow-in-the-dark arrows.
Yes, of course. If you mix goat's blood with sand, it glows in the dark like a shiny penny, of which she gave him many. And he was like, fuck's sake. I've got nowhere to fucking spend these. Vending machines haven't been invented yet.
Anyway, then we get the awesome "you will not be emperor" scene between old Caesar and Joaquin Phoenix.
Joaquin Phoenix is like, "Oh, Dad, I'm so sad that you're ill." His dad's like, "Oh, Commodus, I'm really, really sorry, but you're not gonna be emperor."
Oh, Dad!
And Phoenix is like, "Why, Dad? I've been such a good boy." Like, oh,
no, you
Commodus.
Haven't, Commodus.
Yes, you're selfish and you're a mean man. I once saw you chew the legs off a cat. That's not the kind of man I want a ruling room.
That's a pretty accurate rendition of that scene, I think.
Yeah. It's like, but Papa, I was just trying to get my vitamin C from the cat legs.
C for cat.
Yes. C for cat.
If I needed vitamin D, I would have chewed the legs off a dog.
Yes. If I needed vitamin E, fuck, I'd find an elephant.
For vitamin B, find some bitch.
Vitamin K, I'd find a kangaroo. Vitamin M, find a monkey. Vitamin N, I'd find my nearest Negro. But right now, I need some vitamin F. You know what that means, father. So he hugs his dad close until his dad can't fucking breathe anymore.
And he smothers him.
Yeah, he's like, oh, yeah.
Get smothered. Mm.
That's exactly what I needed. Good shot of vitamin F in my rectum. Now I feel right as rain. And also, I'm emperor. What a great day.
Hooray.
I should buy a lottery ticket.
Oh, I've given all my pennies to Maximus.
Ah, fucking hell. I wonder if they accept sand. Okay. Fucking hell. So Commodus summons Crow and he's like, ah, me dad died. Me dad died. Will you be loyal to me as you were to me, pa?
And he says, no.
Yeah, no. Ho.
I'm Russell Crowe.
Bro. Yeah, and he fucking storms out of there in a huff.
Yes, he does. The Emperor has been slain.
Yes.
Like that. And then Quintus comes
in.
Oh,
is that the guy's name? Oh, Quintus is the general, right?
Yeah, like his sort of second in command, I guess.
Right.
There's Cicero, who's the guy with the, like, Chelsea smile scars.
Oh, is that what that's called?
Yeah, I think so.
No, it's got a Scottish name as well.
Oh, is it?
That, yeah. I can't really think what it's called right now, but it's called like a... Is it a Glasgow smile?
Oh, yeah, a Glasgow smile, also known as a Chelsea smile.
Oh, wow, look. I'm Scottish and you're posh and British. Let's make a podcast.
Well, you've got the accent down.
But yeah, fucking Commodus doesn't like that Crow doesn't want to serve him.
Yes, so he has him arrested. Or tries.
Yeah, he's like, take him out into the woods and then kill him.
Yes, fortunately, Russell Crowe has lubed himself from head to toe and slips out of their fingers.
Yes, he's like, woo, woo, woo. You can't catch me. And he sprints away into the distance, glistening like a little donut. Now he expertly slays them. At one point, he throws a sword that fucking goes straight through the guy and empowers him. And I was like, I'm sorry, but there's no way you have the power to throw a sword with that much like velocity that it would go straight through a guy like that. So yeah, then he rides away on his horse. For ages, it seems, because he grows a beard and longer hair and he changes clothes.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's very far away from home.
Probably, and there isn't a train.
There isn't a train.
Or a plane. Or an automobile.
What were these Romans up to, eh?
Yeah, what were they doing? Fucking making roads. For what? You ain't got a car.
Yeah. Horses.
Yeah, fuck them. They die so easily.
Look, watch out what happens when I cut this one's throat.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not like changing a flat tire. Gotta fucking buy a whole new horse. Ugh, so much paperwork. Anyway, so he fucking rides home, but fucking Commodus has sent
But fucking
his wife.
Commodus.
So yeah, the Commodus sent for his wife and kids to be killed, and the soldiers fucking do.
Oh, they do.
I was like,
brutal. The way you see that kid get like knocked over like a rag.
That was harsh, man. Yeah. Fuck yeah. And then fucking Crow arrives and sees everyone's been like torched.
Mm.
And his fucking wife and kid have been like crucified and burnt alive.
Yeah.
I was like, man, like why? And why do soldiers agree to do that? They could have just killed them. No one would have checked.
Yeah, I know. I guess I think maybe there's just sort of horrible killer instincts come out and they just kind of end up reveling in the torture of it.
I guess.
I feel like there must, that's kind, which seems unfathomable to normal humans now, but like, I think that must have happened a lot because the horrendous ways that people used to get routinely killed.
Yeah, you're right, actually. Yeah, there wasn't a lot of compassion sort of back then.
No, like the more brutal you can slaughter someone, like the more people revel in it. Like it seems like that was a real thing in history.
Yeah, that's one thing I always think, not always, but I remember reading a thing once that obviously there's a lot of bad things that go on now, but we are living in the most compassionate time in history.
Yeah, for sure.
So, you know, there's always a silver lining.
Yes.
Think about that when you're being led to a chamber and your house has been burned down. It's your fault. You shouldn't have been born different. Oh, God. So yeah, he fucking falls on the ground, cries, and then he gets picked up by a bunch of slave traders.
Yes, he does. He passes out and wakes up being carried. Wake up being carried by slave traders.
And they give me a packet of Space Invaders. Not Invaders, Raiders. That was it. Space Raiders was the crisps.
Oh, they were good, man. So cheap. Man. They were like half the price of other crisps, if that.
Yeah, and like, do you remember, like, was it like the tomato Tom Toms or whatever they called? They were like little puff balls of like tomato. They were my favorite.
Yeah, they were real good.
Fucking, they were like 10p. You could buy 10 of those for a pound.
It's mental, isn't it?
Yeah. So yeah, and fucking, it's Jaimon Honsu is the guy who sort of helps Crow with his wounds.
Is that the actor's name?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's in other things, and he's a really good actor.
Yeah, I thought he was good in this.
So he fucking sticks mud in a lollipop in Tom Cruise. Let's replace Russell Crowe with Tom Cruise. So he sticks a lollipop in Tom Cruise's leg and he's like, ah, it's so weird. You shrunk so much overnight.
Yes, they said you were a giant.
Yeah, but in the meantime, Commodus has returned to her home like a fucking prick.
Yes, and he's a full-on Caesar now.
Yeah, I didn't know that Caesar was like a title. I thought that that was just the surname of Julius Caesar.
No. I mean, I knew that Caesar was the name of the emperor of Rome, but that might just be because I've seen this film before.
Anyways, fucking Commodus fucking strolls into the Senate with his fucking arms wide and fucking his lackeys with ghetto blasters doing the air horn sound. It's like, hey, my name is Commodus and I've come to rule. And now I'm going to take you bitches to school because I'm the emperor. Yeah, yeah.
He ran out of things to say. Just started doing mumble rap.
He's like, I'm new to rapping, but I'm going to be good. And look at my leg. It's made of wood. Yeah, yeah. They call you the Senate and you're wearing robes. But look, you've got sand in your earlobes.
I was, as soon as you said that, I was like, robes? What are you gonna rhyme that with?
Tell me I'm the best rapper ever. And they're like, yes, Commodus, you should surely be the greatest. The first, even. Thank you. I want you to call me Vanilla Commodus from now on. A Vanilla Commodice. There we go.
Vanilla ice, but it's warm here, so just...
A Vanilla Commissand. What does he say to the Senate? He says something like,
he says, I will be an emperor for the people. But they're like,
they will love me.
But the Senate is the people. We are elected from the people. And he's like, yeah, you're all pricks. I'll rule for the people better than you. And we'll have 150 days of games.
Yes, like Cluedo and Connect Four and Frustration.
And Monopoly if you want.
Fine. As long as the palace is the most expensive one. And as long as your house is the cheap one that everyone wants, the ugly brown one, yes? Like, if you wish so, Commodus. That's not my name! If you wish so, Vanilla Commissand. And then will all the transports be different coloured horses? No, make one a horse, make one a kangaroo, make one a three-legged dog.
I need all my vitamins.
Yeah! And I want community chest. And Chan's renamed to Community Sand and Sand.
We also have met Oliver Reed as Proximo.
Who?
The guy who buys Russell Crowe.
Oh, yeah. He was, what's his name in Oliver?
Bill Sykes.
Yeah, because I did recognise his... Quite, before this, because I clicked on the... Do you know when you Google a film or something, it tells you everyone who was in it and has the picture?
Yeah.
I clicked on him and said, because he's like a British actor. But I was like, well, I've not seen him in anything. And then it had the picture of him in Oliver. And I was like, him.
Yeah, Oliver Reed.
He was really good in this. I think he deserved something as well.
Oh, really? I thought he was a bit hammy. I thought it was a bit...
Oh, really?
I thought he over-egged it a bit, yeah.
No, I liked it. I thought he was good.
He went a little bit dramatic theatre actor, you know?
I guess so, but I kind of felt like it was appropriate for like the time it was in.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, alas. He's got a nice tan.
He's got a lovely tan though, isn't he?
Yeah. As they all did. Yeah.
It's very hot down there, you know. A lot of beaches, a lot of sand.
Oh, it's everywhere.
Yeah, she was doing.
But yeah, fucking Omid Djalili sells him Russell Crowe and Jimon Hounsou.
Yes, and a gaggle of others.
Yeah.
And yeah, they're sparring and Russell Crowe's being all, I won't fight because I'm depressed.
Yes.
But then they put him in a ring and he decides to fight.
Yeah, because what else would you do?
Yeah, die, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. There's that guy, like the scribe who... Because I was wondering, so what constitutes you allowing, like, what makes it okay for you to be captured and used as a gladiator? Because surely it could happen to anyone.
Yeah.
But I was like, well, that can't be how society works, because. But I guess it does, because, like, you know.
I guess you would have to make sure you capture people who no one is going to come after.
I guess so, yeah.
Because if you just take some prominent member of society, you're going to have other members of that society saying, give him back, you bastards.
Yeah, I guess so. But alas, Crow is shackled to Jimon Hounsou and they fight someone and they win.
Yeah, and the last thing they do is they use the chain that's binding them together to knock the last person over. And it's all symbolic.
Yeah. Like a bowling pin and a glass of mayonnaise.
A glass of mayonnaise.
Yes, that's what you get. You win the gladiator games and you get a glass of mayonnaise. If there's no fridges, you see.
Yes, yeah, so we can't refrigerate. We have to use this instantly.
Quickly, chuck it.
Quick, bring me a salad.
But yeah, Commodus, is just, as part of the games he's brought back the gladiator games.
Yes, and yeah, Proximo is all like, that's ironic because it's in honor of his father's memory, which is ironic because his father was the one who outlawed the gladiator games.
Yeah. It's like bringing back the games when they've been outlawed. It's like killing your father when you're already flawed. Isn't it ironic, Maximus? Don't you think? A little too ironic? Is it really too thick? It's like, say and on your wedding day, it's some good sand that you just didn't take. And who would have thought it's sand? Mr. Play It Sand was afraid to sand. Oh my god. Oh,
Maximus, you can't fight with that hand in your pocket.
Yes, need one hand in your pocket, the other one is full of sand. But yeah, Proximo's like, oh, we will return to the Rome.
To the big Colosseum.
And then he fucking says, I won my freedom by winning over the crowd. And Russell Crowe's like, you were a gladiator?
Yeah.
He's like, yes. But I got presented with a wooden sword and that meant I could go free. So I decided to spend my life in giving other people the pain that was caused to me as some sick form of sandy vengeance.
Yeah.
So I was like, ugh. Like, this is what I didn't get throughout this entire film is that we're meant to like him at some point.
Yeah, I've like, he's a fucking slaver.
Yeah.
Like, no.
I was like, just because you start to like Russell Crowe because he's fucking good at what he does, like, you're a bad guy. It's your fault he's in this mess. Oh, God, yeah. He's like, we will go back to Rome. Look, as long as you well, I'm a travel lady, you'll be fine. Yeah.
Now go wash that sand off your legs.
Yes.
It's getting everywhere. So we arrive at Rome and we see the Colosseum, which can apparently seat 50,000.
Is it? Fucking hell. Yeah. That's good.
Well, that's what Proximo says anyway. 50,000 Romans.
I bet he's a liar.
But then they're all like, it's not like seats, they're like bleachers.
Yeah.
And they probably wouldn't have had, you know, like health and safety regulations then.
Well, there was nothing to catch on fire.
They were fucking barbarians, weren't they?
Yeah, it's all made of sand.
Yeah. But
so,
yeah,
they have the big fight in the first fight, and all of what's his name, Proximo, Proctologist,
Proximo,
Proximo. That's it. He's like, don't stand too close to me.
Nice, nice.
Oh god, yeah, like all of his gladiators get sent into the arena and they're to fight like other gladiators on chariots.
And did you notice that? So the chariots have got like a guy at the front controlling like the horses and then a woman on the back with a bow and arrow. And their breastplates have nipples on them.
Do they?
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, I think that's cool. But Russell Crowe's like, oh, if we stick together, they can kill us more efficiently.
So let's do that. Lessen
the
suffering. Yeah,
get in a huddle and put down our shields. The last one alive is the loser. No, fucking Russell Crowe's like, oh, if we stick together, we win. If we don't, we die.
Yes.
So they do stick together.
They do stick together and they fuck up the chariots.
Yeah, that was all quite intense, I thought. The violence in this bit is very extreme.
Yeah. I mean, it's a gladiator fighting bit. What do you expect?
Yeah, that's very true. Throwing blood in it, you ain't done it right.
Exactly.
Apply that to everything in your life.
Yeah, stool samples, everything.
Oh, we've missed... Hold on, is this important? Because if it's not, then we can skip it. Hold on. But fucking before this had gone down... Commodus goes to his sister and he's like, I want to dissolve the Senate. I want to stir them in a glass of hot water until I can't see them anymore. And his sister's like, oh, okay. And then he's like, oh, do you love me, sister? Do you love me like a sister loves her brother usually? And she's like, I guess so.
Yes.
Like, do you love me the way that you love sand? She's like, almost certainly, brother.
Well, you do seem to be everywhere.
Yes. Do you love me when my everywhere is in your everywhere? She's like, Do you love me when I put my little Roman fingers in your mouth? She's like, sure, but not today. And he's like, ah, oh, fair enough. Maybe next Tuesday. She's like, yes, I will see you.
See you next Tuesday.
He's like, yes. She's like, okay, bye. And she runs out of the thing and throws herself off a balcony. But she doesn't die because she falls on sand.
She's like, oh, this is just everywhere.
I guess I better get used to it. But yeah, later that night, she goes into like a secret little compartment. It's not a secret compartment. It's a whole fucking house. Anyway, she goes in there and there's two of the Senate guys who are like the important ones because we see them talk earlier. And she's like, this is what Commodus is planning. He wants to dissolve the Senate and do other things. What should we do? And they're like, ah, we shall wait. Because if we wait, then he'll get more enemies and then we'll be able to take him down like a Jenga. And she's like, what's a Jenga? He's like, oh, it's hard to explain. It's like, well, if you imagine sand.
She's like, oh, okay, yes. I see. Yes, like a Jenga. We'll take him down.
Oh, God, yeah. Because if they act too soon, then like, it will all go wrong and it kind of won't go the way that they want.
Yes.
Because the Victorians would seize control if Commodus was to die too soon. But yeah, he's fucking selling off all the grain reserves to pay for the games, which means in a couple of years, all of Rome will be starving because they live off grain, it seems.
Oh, I missed that bit.
Yeah. Maybe it's grain that feeds the animals that they eat. So if there's nothing for the animals to eat, then they'll have to feed the animals to each other. And that's how you get mad cow disease.
Yes, thus began the great mad cow disease epidemic of Rome. So yeah, Commodus is up to some shady shit. Yeah. And meanwhile, Maximus is killing it in the ring.
Yes, killing it in the ring.
And Commodus is all like, the Spaniard, eh? I think I'll meet him.
Yes. What chocolate does he like? A Bounty? Maybe a Twix instead. Okay, let's bring him a Twix. Let's bring him a Twix and a Kit Kat. And whichever one he chooses, that should be what we should call him from now on. Should we get a third one just to spice things up? What about a Caramac? You know, the chocolate bar that you'd only see in vending machines at swimming pools? Yes. Yeah. So he goes into the ring to meet Russell Crowe. And he's like, pick one. Russell Crowe's like, I don't eat chocolate.
So how dare you turn your back on me, slave? Turn around and choose one of these chocolate bars.
Yes. One has four fingers, one has two, and one has one.
How brave are you feeling?
Yeah. And he's like, oh, I've not eaten chocolate since my wife died. She loved chocolate too, and it ended up killing her.
Four fingers always for her.
Yeah. Apparently she moaned like a whore as the four fingers ravaged her.
Again and again and again.
So since that day, I was like, no, I won't have a chocolate that has more than one finger. But if it's just got one finger, can you call it a finger at all?
Or is it just a bar?
Yeah. Is it just an ingot of chocolate?
Chocolate bullion.
You come to me with some chocolate bullion and we'll have a different conversation, Commodus. Until then, take your chocolate and stuff it up your jacksy.
I say, slave.
I say, slave, you're remarkably well-spoken.
Despite the strange shifting of your accent as you speak.
Yes, where are you from? The cold lands? He's like, hey, where I'm from, it rains every Saturday and Sunday. And Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. But it's okay, mud is what makes strong men. As we say where I'm from, this production was brought to you by mud. It's everywhere. Get used to it.
Such cultural differences.
Yes. Anyway, who are you? What is your daddy and what does he do?
Yes, and he first says, my name is Gladiator, and just turns, walks away. And he's like, no, how dare you turn your back on me? Remove your helmet and tell me who you are. And then we get the awesome speech.
Yeah, I can't remember what he says. Like, I am Maximus.
My name is Maximus Decimus Meridius, commander of the Northern Army, general of the Felix Legions, servant of the true Emperor Marcus Aurelius, father to a murdered son, husband to a murdered wife, and I will have my vengeance in this life or the next.
Okay, I'm sorry, but you must have been practicing that. You must have been practicing that since you were 12 years old.
I have watched that clip on YouTube a few times, but not recently.
Yeah, if I can come in, this is like, and all the chocolate melts in his hand.
He's like, and the puddle forms are beneath him.
Yeah. Oh, I don't like it. Get it away. Get it away. But yeah, Commodus like exits the thing and he's like, huh? Because the crowd fucking loves Maximus and all Commodus wants is to be loved by his people, which is why he brought the games back in the first place.
Yeah.
So like he's kind of, throughout the film, he's like bound by all kind of what the crowd wants because he doesn't want to do anything that would like cause disfavor with the crowd.
Yeah.
Because he wants them to love him.
And they're all chanting for Maximus to live because they love him. So he's forced to do the thumbs up.
Yeah. Which I, because we used to do like the thumbs up, thumbs down thing when I was in school. I never knew that this is kind of where it like originated from.
Yeah, the Roman Caesar, which apparently is a myth. Like there's no actual evidence that that was ever a thing, but it's quite a it's quite a commonly told thing that it was, you know, thumb up for the gladiator lives, thumb up, down for they die. But, well, at least on an episode of QI, they said there's actually no evidence that that was ever a thing. It's just a kind of tale that's come about Romans. And then we have this scene where he's like, Commodus is like signing documents or something, and he's like, why is he still alive? I am vexed by this. It vexes me.
Yeah, the sister comes in and she's like, ah.
She's like, well, if they lie to you, they must be punished.
Yes, if your soldiers lie to you about killing Maximus Gluteus, who knows what else they lie to you about?
Maximus Gluteus.
He's like, yes, 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 yes.
Yes, yeah.
I don't know if you know, but it is Tuesday today.
And as you recall, the last time we spoke, you said you would see me today.
Yes, and she does a little twist and the concealed pigeon she had between her legs dies and his blood gushes down her legs and she's like, sorry, I'm on today. So no Ganook for you. And he's like, ah,
the pigeon corpse just drops down from underneath her skirt. She's like, yes, that's part of it. That happens.
Yes, of course.
Don't you know? Have you never been with a woman before?
Yes, you're lucky it was a pigeon. It might have been a fucking a dead platypus. No, you'll come out all slimy. Oh, but once it was a beaver. I did it in front of everyone. Everyone said, oh, look, she's got a beaver.
But there was no blood because it built a dam up there.
Yes. Fucking hell. It's Twiggy. They called me Twiggy Nutshell, and I shook my fist at them. But I also thanked the beaver, because it means that I would never have my period again.
Until today, apparently.
Yes, the dam broke, as they often do. isn't it coincidental, don't you think?
A little too coincidental.
Ah, it's like a beaver dam on this Tuesday. It's a dead pigeon from the eggs that you laid. It's when you're signing letters. And you've been betrayed. Who would have thought he'd figure some communists?
Well, you make a convincing point, sister.
Yes. Can I dip my quill in your ink? No. Okay.
Well, take your pigeon and get out. So she goes to see Max.
Yeah.
In his cell.
Yeah, his little dirt chamber.
Yes.
In his little gravel box. She's like, oh, is this where you're living now?
Ooh, I must say. I thought you'd be doing better, Maximus. And he's like, I'm a slave.
For you. Can't deny it. She's like, no, I'm not here for that. I'm here to tell you that I'm on your side. And we're going to do everything we can to overthrow Commodus.
Oh, I see. Well, that took a drastic turn.
I want you to help me. And he's like, I can't help you, lassie.
Will you meet with... There's a politician who's been working to change Rome. Will you meet with them? And he's like, no, I'm a slave. I can't do anything. So fuck off. And she's like, fine.
She's like, fine. But let me tell you, this politician, I think he's going to do great things for Rome. His name is Margaretio Thatcherus. And he's going to close out all the sand mines.
And execute all the homosexuals.
Yes. We shall call him the Iron Sandman. Alas, think on it, Commodus. And she turns into a bat and flies away.
So why did she call me Commodus?
Yes, isn't my name Gluteus Maximus? Or am I Joaquin Phoenix in disguise? Let me check. So he looks down and he's like,
No, my butt's still on the front.
Anyway, so fucking Commodus is like, ah, well, since you're the big kahuna boy around here, I'm going to bring back Ultra Mega Mecha Gladiator.
Yes.
We call him Wolf. So yeah, fucking Cage, not Cage, Crow has to fight this guy.
Cage. Imagine Nicolas Cage in the lead role in this film.
I'm more of a sand protector. Oh, good.
Yeah, so Commodus has brought back this old legendary gladiator whose name escapes me to fight Maximus.
Yeah.
So he plonks him in the ring and there's an extra surprise waiting for him.
Yes, a Kinder surprise. It's a toy that he can't assemble without the instructions. It's like, fuck.
Luckily, he finds the instructions, assembles the little plastic pieces, and it turns into a living tiger.
Yeah, and he's like, ah, I wasn't expecting this, but have fun. Oh, you're extra toothy, aren't you? No, stay away from my genitals.
Oh, you naughty tiger.
Oh, you fairy beast, you.
Easy, tiger. I'm sorry.
Yes, I know they're great. shouldn't you be chasing a little brown boy around a jungle somewhere? Be gone with you, but the tiger doesn't listen and it fucking attacks him.
Yes, people with tigers on chains around the edge of the arena while Max is trying to fight this big guy. And I'm like, surely the tigers would be just as much of a distraction for the big other gladiator as much as they are for Max.
Yeah. All of that, I thought, was highly unnecessary.
Yeah. Just adds to the drama, I suppose, adds to the flair.
Yeah. Oh, God, fucking hell, yeah, like a tiger attacks him and he kills it. And I was like, oh, poor tiger.
Yeah, I know. Tiger didn't ask to be there. Well, neither did Max, to be fair. But
he's like, oh, I'm sorry, great animal. Neither of us asked to be here, but one of us deserves to live.
And it's not you.
Yeah, you'll be dead in 10 years anyway, because your lifespan is understandably shorter than mine. Anyway.
Oh, God. Yeah, and then so he beats the gladiator and he goes to kill him.
Yeah, sees, and all the crowd are chanting to for kill, kill, kill. So Caesar's like, well, the crowd has spoken. Mm. Points the thumb down. But then Max doesn't, throws the axe aside, and then they're all like, Maximus the Merciful, hooray!
Yeah. Dude, start fucking jerking off furiously.
Yes.
He's like, yes! Give me your stem cells!
The arena slowly starts to fill up.
Yes. And the sand gets all clumpy like a little tray that's been used too many times.
Becomes quicksand.
Yes. And he's like, fuck, could this day get any worse? And then it starts raining, and he's like, oh.
It's my wedding day.
Oh, life is a funny way of creeping up on you and thinking everything's okay. Doesn't it? Doesn't it, Tony the Tiger?
Oh, yes, that's right. It's just lying in a pool
of blood. Okay, I'll skin you and use you as a sarong. You won't die in vain. Yeah, it's all sticky. Oh, fucking yeah. Hell.
So Commodus comes out into the arena to talk to Max.
Yeah, what does he say to him?
He says, I take life because I have to, as do you, we're not so different or something. And Max is all like, I have only one more life to take. And he says, then take it now. And yeah. He's all like,
Oh, this is where he says that your son squealed like a girl, and your wife moaned like a whore when they were ravaged over and over and over again.
Yeah, and he stays cool and walks off.
Yeah. That's it. He goes, your time for honouring yourself will soon be over. Commodus.
Yeah.
He's like, don't call me that.
Yeah, and then when he leaves, his friend from before, who was like his friend back when he was an army general.
Yes, Cicero.
Finds him.
With the
Cicero.
Chelsea / Glasgow smile.
Lipschitz. Sorry, I was doing no Chicago reference then. Do you know the song with Cell Block Tango?
No.
From Chicago?
No.
Well, this way, okay, doesn't matter. Anyway, so. yeah, his Glasgow smile friend gives him a figurine of his wife and son.
Yes, and he says, tell the men their general live. Find me, Cicero. Yeah, and he gives him the pouch with his little figures in it.
Yeah. He's like, oh, I've always wanted Lego.
Yeah, the little Lego figures.
Yeah.
Look, I can pop their heads off and swap them.
So yes, the Commodus is in despair, but the crowd loves Crow more than him.
And he will not make a martyr of him.
Yes.
And the guys, his little council guy is like, you know what some fish do?
Yes.
They lay their eggs in the corner of a tank. And then go and spray all over them.
Yeah, it's like a little feral cat.
Commodus is like, intriguing. Sister?
Sister, come here, lay your eggs. I can't, I'm on. He's like, fine.
Means your egg is being laid. Doesn't it?
Yes, eggs are plenty, I'm sure.
Eggs Benedict?
Yes.
Or Benedictus?
Eggs Ganook. She's like, I'm sorry, I rode a horse the wrong way earlier. My vagina is just wrecked, so nothing's getting in or out for the next 60 days at least.
Damn.
I've been stapled up like a jiffy bag. Sorry. She turns into a bat again and flies off. And he's like, how does she do that? No, Commodus says to his friend, he's like, look, I told everyone at the Senate today that I sold off the grain reserves and no one reacted. Why? And he's like, huh, he must know that they already knew, first of
all. Yeah, see, all this stuff about the grain reserves, I just have no memory of at all. I don't think any of that was in...
Really? Oh, fucking yeah. Hell. So, wow, okay. The grain reserves were a big deal, yeah.
Yeah, like when you mentioned it earlier, I was just like, okay, maybe I just zoned out for that bit because maybe I just missed that.
Yeah, it's in this scene. He's like, I told everyone I'd sold off the grain reserves and no one reacted. Why? And his counselor's like, well, maybe. He sort of gives the impression, it's like, oh, it's probably because they've already been told. He's like, And he's like, you know what? There's a snake that lays at the bottom of the ocean and pretends to be dead. And then its enemies come and nip at it. And then it still pretends to be dead. If you do nothing, we'll see it comes out of the woodwork. He's like, I'll do nothing, yes, and then I'll find out who my enemies are.
Quite.
Anyway, let's talk for another 45 minutes about the grain reserves.
Yes, so then London, Scotland, smile man, Cicero, delivers word to the lady being carried in her... What are they called again?
I was just trying to think of that, yeah.
They're called a funny thing. A litter.
Oh, that's not what I was thinking of at all. That sucks.
Oh, or a palanquin?
That's it. That's the one I was thinking of.
Scarface man goes to deliver word to... What's her name?
Lady Von Beaverdam. There we go.
So he goes to deliver word to Lady Von Beaverdam and says that Maximilian will... Maximilian. That's not his name. Max... I have a word from General Maximus. He said he will meet your person or something. So she arranges the meeting between Max
the
and...
The renegade senator.
Senator Gracchus.
D4 damager, power to the people.
B.A. Garakas.
My name is B.A. Garakas, and I like to shake my maracas. And I go, boom, cheeky, boom, boom, cheeky, boom. Oh, God. But yeah, he speaks to him, and he's like, we'll get you out of the city. And then, no, he goes, get me out of the city. I'll go find my army. They will be loyal to me once they know that I am alive and I've returned.
Yes.
Then I'll bring them back and we'll take out Commodus, and then I'll give you the Rome. I'll give you Rome. He's like, why would you give me Rome when you can be emperor? He's like, I don't want it. And that's why the other guy, Marcus Aurelius, loved me.
Exactly. They're planning a big coup, basically, that Maximus will lead. And then he'll give Rome back to the Senate.
And he's like, fine, if old Emperor Marcus trusts you and Princess Amidala, Lady Van Beaverdam, trust you, then so do I. And he spits in his hand and fucking wipes it on Russell Crowe's face. He's like, now you have been given the mark of the Senate and my prehistoric AIDS. And this one you can transmit through saliva.
You don't even need 6 pints of it.
No. You just need a little dabs. You better come back quick. Otherwise, you won't get the antidote. What's the antidote? Oh, what do you think it is? Is it your semen? Yes, of course. Yeah, so Crow goes back to Prolificorus, whatever his name is. And then he's like, I will return and I will pay you. And I was like, why are you fucking telling him this? And why is he cool about it?
He needs him to release him, doesn't he?
Yeah, but why if he's just going to escape?
Well, in order to let them get him out of the city, he needs Proximo to let him out of his cell and out of his chains.
Oh, right, okay.
I think.
Well, then I don't know why he agrees to do it, because he's like, look, why would I do this? The Roman games have made me rich.
Yeah.
I can only imagine he's just got a soft spot for Maximus now.
Yeah, well, I mean, he does refuse to begin with. And then, that's it. Commodus has Gracchus, the Senate guy, arrested. And then his sister, Lady McVagdam, comes back and speaks to Proximo. Proximo comes in and he's all like, you have some very persuasive friends. And so I think she has like persuaded Proximo with some sort of force. I don't know what.
Okay.
But it's all like once he has Gracchus arrested, they're like, we have to act tonight because Commodus knows something's up. So let's get the show on the road.
Yeah, let's get ready to rumble.
Yes.
As Ant and Dec would say. So yeah, Commodus summons the princess again and he tries to fuck her again. He's like, ugh, God. He's like, I can't. I told you, I'm on. He's like, you're always on. So like, look, if you must know, I'm already pregnant with your baby. So no more hanky-panky till I give him birth to little baby Commodus. Just so there's no surprises, he will be half black. Yeah. She runs out. But yeah, then Commodus like finds late. I guess he has a nap on that same bed in that moment. And then he wakes up and finds Lucius, who is the princess's son, playing gladiators with like the house. Get help, I guess.
Yeah, he's all like, I'm Maximus, saviour of Rome.
He's like, who called him saviour of Rome? And you kind of get the sense that Lucius tells him, oh, mother did. She said he'd be the saviour of us and all of Rome.
Yeah, and then we get that real intense scene where he's reading.
That was like, my heart was in my like throat during that. I was like, fucking hell, this is so intense.
Yeah, man.
Like, because yeah, like the princess goes looking for her son. She can't find him because she's been scared for her son this whole time because he's like the next in line for the throne.
Yeah, which is her main like driving, was mainly what's driving her to like overthrow Commodus and conspire with Maximus in the way she has been.
She doesn't want his life to be at risk.
Yeah. And then she finds Commodus sitting there with his arm around him, reading to him. And then, yeah, as she sits down, Commodus starts to mention this story where an emperor of old was betrayed by those most dear to him. They conspired against him and whispered in dark corners, but the emperor knew that something was up.
He says something, he's like, but there was a busy bee who was always buzzing around the emperor, and who the emperor saw as his favorite. Until the emperor started to suspect that the busy bee was actually conspiring with the others all along. And so the emperor threatened the busy bee and said that he would take away everything she holds most dear. And then he says, and then do you know what happened next? And then the son goes, like, what happens next? And then he goes, the busy bee told him everything. And the princess is like crying.
Yes.
Because she's like, fuck.
So we're led to believe that she does in fact tell him everything, because then soldiers show up outside Proximo's house.
Yeah, and they've brought quiches. And he's like, you know, I'm deathly allergic. They're like, we know. So they throw one through the window, hits him in the face, he erupts in boils and fucking suffocates in a river of his own pustules.
Yes, exactly. Meanwhile, Max has escaped. And he sort of slips outside and sees his friend Cicero waiting there on a horse for him. And he whispers a little,
like, he's like, is that a gremlin I hear singing? He does that, and it's like a bird call, and then Cicero goes, Maximus! And then his horse bolts and turns out he's had a noose around his neck, and he gets hanged, and then all the soldiers come out of the woodwork. Maximus is like, fucking hell, I wasn't expecting this.
Fucking shooting with bows and arrows.
Yeah. And then Cilla Black comes out and she's like, surprise, surprise. Cut to the next day, pretty much. And Commodus is like, ah. And his friend's like, ah. He's like, ah.
Oh.
Ah. Yeah. And his friend's like, ah, yes, of course, Commodus, I'll go do it now. He's like, good man. I'm so lucky I have you to count on. And then the guy leaves and he's like, I just don't know what he fucking said. Oh, God.
I'll just bring him some more sand.
Yes, I'll bring him sand and one of everything else.
Quickly, bring me one of everything.
Fine, then bring me I Can't Believe It's Not Butter.
Bring me I Can't Believe It's Not One of Everything.
Yeah, I Can't Believe It's Not Sand. And then he goes up to the princess who's there looking like crestfallen. And then he's like, you are mine now. And I will fuck you till the cows come home. And you'll bear me a son who looks just like me and isn't half black with a mustache and a curly hair. And then if you do that, your son will live and so will you.
And if you do anything else, your son will die.
Yes, and you will die.
Am I not merciful?
Yes, call me Commodus the Merciful. Call me it. Commodus the Merciful. Yes, do it again, but it's slower. Commodus the Merciful. Okay, now do it backwards. Lufer Sudomok.
Oh, yes, that's the stuff.
Yes, I'm sorry, but I couldn't contain myself and I just came on the table. It might be hard to see because the table is white also.
Quick, rub your fanny on the table.
Yes, rub your fanny on the table and breathe in.
Create a vacuum.
Yes, I don't know what that means either, but it sounds right. But yeah, fucking Crow's been chained up in like trenches beneath the Colosseum, basically.
Yes, kind of like to be executed. Yeah. But we don't know exactly how yet. And then Commodus comes down to talk to him.
And he's like, hey, I'm going to fight you today. No, that's Crow's voice. Sorry. He's like, oh, I'm going to fight you today, Crow. And I will win. And the crowd will love me. They will love me like I'm Tina Turner. coming out of a big puff of smoke on the day that Ike Turner died. That's how much they're going to love me. They're going to love me like Princess Diana. She got out that car and said, I'm fine, I'm fine.
And then was shot in the head.
Yeah.
Maximus says, well, we're thousands of years before these people existed. I have no idea what you're talking about.
They're going to love me like the T-Rex in Jurassic Park, where they hated me at first, but I saved the day in the end.
Ah, okay. I remember him.
Toys of me will fly off the shelves. I'll be on lunchboxes everywhere.
Will you have a Commodus lunchbox, Maximus?
Yes. Will you watch Commodus Park? Commodus Park, the Lost Sand? Anyway, so we fucking shanks Crow in the back under his armpit.
Yeah, it's like, we will fight. What will be more of a demonstration that I am better than you than if we fight one-on-one in the arena? And then, but, you know, obviously he won't win in a fair fight. He stabs him in the back and tells him to put armor on to conceal the wound.
Yeah. And so at this point, I feel like if this was any other actor playing Commodus, I would have been like, why the fuck are you doing this, you idiot? But Joaquin Phoenix sort of arrives at this point with me like fully understanding why exactly he does this. He makes this stupid decision.
Yeah, and he sort of colours the character's like expression with this underlying thing of like derangement that just like intensifies more and more throughout the film.
Yeah, definitely.
And so he's clearly become like obsessed and not quite in his right mind by the end of it, and what his pursuit of adoration has led him to.
Yeah, like you can fully empathize and understand like his desire to be loved is so strong in this film.
Yeah, and exactly his delusion that he is worthy of it as well.
Yeah. So the fact that he wants to fucking try and be like the fucking nation's greatest gladiator in the ring doesn't seem absurd, because it's like the ultimate way he can get the crowd.
Well, this is it. I forgot that he stabbed him in the back. And so when he first said, we're going to fight, I was like, surely you're not that deluded that you think you can beat him in combat. And then he stabs him and you know, he's obviously given himself the upper hand there. So I'm like, okay, all right.
Well done, Joaquin.
Well done for an excellent portrayal, sir.
Yes. It doesn't matter that you got a hair lip. Anyway, so they enter the arena.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, a cleft palate.
Oh, I think it adds a bit of spice to his face.
It does. Let's not give him a complex about it. So yeah, they enter the arena and they start battling, basically, and Crow obviously isn't doing well. Because I'm guessing that thing must have, like, punctured his heart. That's why he stabbed him there, right?
Yeah, he must have stabbed him somewhere where he knew it was going to do, like, most damage, or puncture one of his lungs, at least. And he's, like, bleeding out from under his armor and stuff during the fight as well.
Yeah, maybe his lung makes more sense, because maybe that takes a lot longer to, like, fill with blood and stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah, but they fight, and Crow's doing not well, and then Joaquin goes to stab him at one point with like a little dagger knife, because he loses his sword, and then he says to the soldiers sort of like encircling them to like protect them, I guess, he says, give me your sword. And then the general from earlier on in the film, who's sort of been following Commodus's like commands against his own will, he says to the soldiers, keep your swords sheathed. And I was like, yeah, boy.
Yeah.
And so they do.
Which is a huge risk on his part. Imagine if Commodus survived. Imagine if Commodus survived that fight. He was fucked.
In it. Oh, my God. But yeah, Commodus gets out like a little dagger, tries to stab Crow. And Crow sort of grabs it, turns it around, and fucking jukes Commodus in the throat.
Yeah, and you can see Commodus down to the last minute trying to, like, hit him in the spot where he stabbed. Like, right around on his back.
Yeah, but he doesn't. He falls down. He fucking dies. Oh, so there's this really beautiful, because throughout this film, we kept on seeing these sort of like little like cutaway images of this like overexposed lighting wise, like view of like a field and this door. And then we see in this moment, because Russell Crowe's starting to, he's getting nearer towards death, the door appears again, and we sort of get that that's like him entering heaven, to be with his family.
Yeah.
And so the whole film has been leading to this, like, you know, to this point. I thought that was awesome. And but this time he finally makes it through the door and he pushes it open. But before he dies, he asks the, because everyone sort of comes down into the pit and then the Senate guy comes and crows like, "Release my men!" And then he falls down and then he says, Princess is like, "Oh." And he's like,
"Oh no.
And then she's like, "Oh, goodbye." And he's like, "Goodbye."
Goodbye.
He's like, "So long." She's like, "Farewell." He's like, "Auf Wiedersehen." She's like, "Good night. I hate to go and leave this bloody side." And then he's like, and then he dies. And then they all carry him out like the hero that he is, and he joins his family.
Yeah, and that shot we get at the like the aerial shot of the Colosseum with everyone carrying Max out above their heads on the parade and Commodus's body just there, ignored.
Then at the end, Jaman Honsu buries the little figurines of Maximus and his family.
Yeah, in the Colosseum sand.
That's it, yeah, sorry.
He's
yeah.
like, "I'll see you again, but not yet."
Yeah. Because earlier he had said that he wishes he could see his family again, but he knows that he never will.
Yeah, but
will.
he doesn't think he ever will. And he's like, "Do you think you will see your family again when you die?" And he's like, "Yes." And he's, yeah, that's it. He's like, "Yeah, you will see them again, but not yet."
Yeah, so it's all like a nice little full circle moment.
Yeah.
Then the sun sets and the film ends, and 20,000 years later, we have...
20,000 years later.
Anyway, so fuck you, Lil. That was Gladiator.
That was Gladiator. A very good film, I thought.
Yeah, me too. I didn't think I would like it, and I did. So, yeah, well done, Tom. You finally got a recommendation right.
Yay! That was one of the rare occasions when I had seen a film and Gibson hadn't.
But fucking hell. So, yeah, come back next time, I guess, for more...
shenanigans.
Yeah, more shenanigans.
More film reviews, but with added cum.
Yeah, it's like a critical review, but sticky.
Yes. Critical analysis with semen.
Yes. And not the kind you get on a boat. Unless you're on a gay cruise. Then it really is a poop deck. Anyway. Fuck. Anyway, I've been Gifted.
And I've been Tom.
And sand has been sand.
It sure has. It's everywhere. Get used to it.